From my private website, The Sun Series, Parts 25AA through 25AG. Posted on my private website in January of 2020. Part 25AA. You all wanted the truth on the flat earth. The truth is not an easy thing to live with. Disclaimer, what I am about to tell you in the rest of the Sun series will be very upsetting. If you think you cannot handle the new information, then please do not proceed any further. So now that you have continued to watch, remember, you are grown-ass adults. Act like it. You are the only chance for your loved ones. Man up. You wanted the truth. Now learn the rest and get your shit together and fight for your survival. I have tried to slowly prepare you for the ultimate realization of the EMCO. I now have to get into the total duration of the EMCO and all that entails. All of you will have to get to acceptance quickly. Life has been extremely easy to the vast majority of the population in our modern world. Well, what life giveth, life will taketh away. There are two sides to every coin, and balance must be achieved. If you have good, you must have bad. And if you have had it extremely easy, you will have to face the extremely hard. Everything is about sun worship, and I mean everything. But of course it is, because it is the one source of heat and hence life that we have. When you understand that the sun slash focal point is not constant and never changing, then you can truly grasp the trials you will have to endure. Life is a test, and a grueling test at that. No one will escape the ultimate test. Your character is what will determine if you pass or fail, and your soul is what is at stake. You all know the date now. The test has begun. Part 25AB, the race between the two suns on the flat earth. Part 25AB, the race between the two suns on the flat earth. So what happened last year over Christmas and New Year's of 2018 and 19? The starting gun for the race went off, and the race began in December of 2018. The EMCO officially started. Not the pre-EMCO, but the actual EMCO. The race is between the two suns, our sun on our plane, and the sun in the world below us, the red sky sun, or Nibiru. However, in this race, the start time is not at the same time because the two suns have to finish at the exact same time. A photo finish, a dead heat, a draw, a tie. The only way for the slower tortoise to finish the race at the exact same time as the faster hare is for the tortoise to leave way earlier than the hare. The outer lane or the Capricorn EMCO Sun has to move outward towards the very outer ring of the plane, a much greater distance to travel. The inner lane, or the Cancer EMCO Sun, has to move inward towards the very center of the plane, a much shorter distance to travel. Remember, both suns have to complete the 260 laps in order to finish the race. So for that to happen, the slower one has to start way earlier than the faster one. The big, slow, red bus. Or the growing, cooling, red giant sun, aka Nibiru, will take longer to complete the 260 laps, so it will have to start first. The small, fast, blue car. Or the shrinking, hotter, blue sun will be quicker to complete the 260 laps, so it must start last or later. So, in December of 2018, the race began with the sun on the plane below us breaking its southern / Capricorn limit. So, their sun is making its very slow journey to its outer ring. The inhabitants of that world know their EMCO has started, and I'm sure chaos abounds on their plane. So what is the difference in speed, and hence time, between the two suns? Capricorn EMCO equals time times and half time. Cancer EMCO equals the inverse. Next video, part 25 AC, time, times, and half time, on the flat earth. Part 25 AC, time, times, and half time, on the flat earth. What is time, times, and half time? Time equals 1, times equals 2, half time equals half, 1 plus 2 plus half, total equals 3.5. 260 is the value for time. 260 multiplied by 3.5 equals 910. 910, or one shy of 9/11. I can't make this shit up. Again, their sun on the plane below us must make 260 revolutions, or days. So their sun will traverse their sky 260 times. But the actual time it will take is 910 24-hour periods, or 910 24-hour periods divided by 365.25 24-hour periods in a year, which equals 2.4914 years. So in the plane below us, their sun is moving outward towards their southern outer ring. It will take 2.5 years in total time, or the lengthening of the days. But their sun will only traverse their sky 260 revolutions, or days, in those 2.5 years. Next video, Part 25 AD, the inverse on the flat earth. Part 25 AD, the inverse on the flat earth. What is the inverse of time, times, and half time? Time equals 1, times equals 2. Half time equals a half. 1 plus 2 plus a half equals 3 and a half. 3 and a half equals 7 over 2. The inverse equals 2 over 7, or 0.28571429. Is the value for time. 260 multiplied by 0.28571429 equals 74.2857154, or 74.28 24-hour periods. Again, our sun must make 260 revolutions or days. So our sun will traverse our sky 260 times. But the actual time it will take is 74.28 24-hour periods, or about 2.5 months in real time, or 24-hour periods. So when our sun starts to move north, after breaking its Cancer limit, it will take the sun 2.5 months, or 74.28 24-hour periods, the shortening of the days, to reach the North Pole at the center of our plane, or the finish line. To sum up, red sky suns equals Capricorn MCOs. 260 revolutions of the sun across the sky. Formula to calculate total time equals time times and half time equals 3.5 or 7 over 2. Sun starts race first equals 2.5 years or 910 24-hour periods to complete race to southern outer ring, its finish line. Blue sky suns equals Cancer MCOs, 260 revolutions of the sun across the sky. Formula to calculate total time equals the inverse of time times and half time equals 2 over 7 or 0.28571429. Sun starts race last equals 2.5 months or 74.28 24-hour periods to complete race to North Pole, or the center of the plane, its finish line. Next video, part 25 AE, Christmas on the Flat Earth. Part 25 AE, Christmas on the Flat Earth. The details you need to know about Christmas is here on the site, not what was on YouTube. In this video, I'm only talking about our blue sky sun on our plane and the EMCO that is about ready to occur. Winter solstice, Christmas, New Year's, and Epiphany is the exact same event as the 4th of July. for the people going through the MCOs, there are two different timekeeping methods or ways to track time. One, by counting the revolutions of the sun. Two, by using the 24-hour timekeeping method via clock or watch. The winter holidays are by the timekeeping method of revolutions of the sun, or counting the 260 times the sun traverses the sky, or about 8.5 months. So on their calendars, the events happen 8.5 months after the breaking of the Cancer limit by the sun. The 4th of July is by the timekeeping method of 24-hour periods, or by clock or watch, or 74 24-hour periods, or 2.5 months of actual time. So on their calendars, the events happen 2.5 months after the breaking of the Cancer limit by the sun. Let this one process for a while. Winter solstice / Christmas / New Year's / Epiphany is the exact same event as the 4th of July, just recorded and worshipped on different dates on our calendar because of the two different methods of recording time up until the event happens. Next video, part 25 AF, Easter on the Flat Earth. Part 25 AF, Easter on the Flat Earth. So what is Easter? Easter, or Resurrection Sunday, is a festival and holiday commemorating the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, described in the New Testament as having occurred on the third day after his burial following his crucifixion. Then the next logical question is, who or what is Jesus? Personification, noun, the attribution of a personal nature or human characteristics to something non-human, or the representation of an abstract quality in human form. The personification of the sun, S-U-N. The sun, S-O-N, is the sun, S-U-N. Remember, all vowels are interchangeable. The sun, S-O-N, or sun, S-U-N, that always rises in the east. Hence why you get the term Easter, out of the East. Again, everything is about sun worship, the one and only heat or light source for our plane. Do not confuse what I am saying. There was a man named Jesus, but the controllers took his story and personified it into the story of our son. So what is Easter really symbolizing? The crucifixion. Fiction and death of the sun, S-O-N, or sun, S-U-N. Buried or hidden from sight or not seen for 3 days. Then resurrects on the third day. Crucifixion equals crux equals cross. The cross equals the crossing. The crossing equals the Cancer-EMCO limit. The Cancer-EMCO limit equals summer solstice. The summer solstice is not a date. I'm going to repeat that one. The summer solstice is not a date. It is the position of the sun at the furthest northern position at the Tropic of Cancer. Due to the shortening of days prior to the sun breaking its Cancer limit or the crossing, the sun will be increasing in speed. The revolutions will be diverging from actual time or the 24-hour periods. So Easter is the coding for when the sun will cross the Cancer limit. And our blue sky sun will begin its 260 revolutions to the North Pole. Due to the shortening of days, Easter is the summer solstice in the final year and is the starting point for our blue sky, blue sun, Cancer, EMCO. Next video, part 25 AG, the finish line on the flat earth. Part 25 AG, the finish line on the flat earth. In this process of finding the truth, you have to ask the correct question to get the correct answer. So, how do I know that the finish line is at the exact same time for both our blue sun and the red sun below us? Because both plasma tubes of light are derived from the same source of electricity. So the pulse or the expanding and contracting of the plasma tube of light, which gives us our year or one full pulse, is the same for both suns, which also means the spiral that gives us our days is also the same, just moving in opposite directions. The finish line is the exact moment the electricity reverses or changes directions for both suns. Because we, or the blue sun, start the race last. If you know when the finish line is, then you can get our correct starting date for our Cancer EMCO. Next part will be made public soon. Membership to my private site is open for a limited time. See instructions on my homepage to become a member. Note, cost of membership will be increasing significantly soon. Donations welcome. Pay via PayPal to my email address. Make sure email is correct. brian.lambert33@gmail.com. All monies donated count toward the cost of membership.